Marketing the Podcast. In this episode, we're going to be talking about price hikes because Disney have just announced, just before we recorded, a whole host of different price rises. Annual passes are going up. They've also introduced, this is probably the biggest thing for me, was the date tickets. They've also increased the price of the parking, they've increased the price of food and all the rest of it. But I kind of want to break this down into two things. First off, the price rises, but also then I want to look at this date process for buying tickets for the parks and what I think that's going to be a big issue with. So first off, let's deal with the price rises. So everything's going up. Some things are going up a little bit more than others, like the annual passes. Some of them are going like $50 a year. Some of them are only going up $5. Parking's gone up. Now, I'm going to be honest and say this story is always one of those kind of odd ones because this, to me, is a bit like it's going to rain at some point. The prices will go up. Inflation forces businesses to put prices up. Costs continue to rise. Products are going up. Wages go up. You know, nothing. As much as we live in a world where everything looks like it's always going down because we're always looking for bargains and we're always looking for sales, that's not really how things really work in the real business, because they're usually just trying to flog you stuff that's not sold at the higher price. You know, sales, things that you buy regularly generally go up. You know, you look at food and things like that, generally the price of things continue to rise. Running my own business, you know, I had a product come in that I sell day in, day out, and it'd gone up 15% overnight. I have to pass that thing on to my customers. And Disney are going to do the same. They're going to keep up with inflation. They're going to keep rising the prices. They've got to do it for that reason, because of inflation. But also, I know for a fact that they are they want to make as much money as possible. But it's always this kind of weird thing. Whenever these stories come on, people are always going, hey, they're pricing us out and we can't afford this and we can't do this and it's costing too much. Nothing. I can't see a reason why Disney would ever. Why would they want to cut prices of stuff? I know everyone wants sales and discounts, but for me as a business owner, I just looked at this and goes, "Well, they've got to do it. It's inflation. This is the standardized business practices."
Well, I mean, and it's not just as simple as inflation. Obviously, you've got that. You know, if you took the economics 101 class, you've got that basic rise of demand versus cost. I'm doing it backwards, yeah. But I didn't want to do it like this. And you've got that chart, and you know, you can raise prices until demand, you know, will no longer pay those prices. And that's regardless of what your costs are. If your costs are higher than what the market is willing to pay, then you know, you're just not going to make it, period. But so Disney's got a couple of different factors in play here. One, they are going to price some people out. That's just inevitable anytime you raise prices. And that sucks for those people. It really does, because Disney is supposed to be for everybody. You know, that was the idea behind the parks. That was the what Walt wanted. He wanted anybody to be able to go to Disneyland or Disney World, have their kids there, meet Mickey Mouse, enjoy the experience, etc. So pricing them out sucks. But at the same time, from Disney's point of view, they probably are going to raise that price. And they're not going to see much of a dip because it's still the brand. There's still more than enough people to meet that cross of supply and demand. And then another point, which you kind of alluded to, they are adding a ton to the parks over the next couple of years. They just added Toy Story Land. I'm looking forward to doing that later this year. Star Wars is, of course, right around the corner. Notwithstanding neither of these were cheap, you now are also increasing the demand on the park because people want to go to these new rides. They want to ride on the Slinky Coaster. They want to ride on the Avatar Flight of Passage. They want to ride on whatever the Star Wars rides are going to be, whatever the attractions are going to be. And in fact, raising the prices is going to kind of help push the demand down just a little bit, keep the parks from overcrowding just too much. Again, it sucks for the people who are being blocked out, and I do feel sympathy for them, but it's the way it has to be to a certain degree.
I mean, there are certain aspects, it's like, you know, the foods have gone up, the magic bands have gone up. There's just certainly been a price rise this month of things going up. And the trouble is, like I said, is some of this stuff is related. And now I look at maybe like, it's like car parking. Now, I could understand from the car parking point of view, like, well, that car park really, in all honesty, other than the only thing that's really would have raised would have been the cost that you're paying your staff, because you've built the, you know, maintenance and all the rest of it. It's a car park. There's not a lot of cost running a car park compared to anything else, compared to how much money they raise. And I always feel like I'm getting ripped off when I'm paying for car parking going into Disney parks anyway. So I can see the car parking, yeah, raising the prices there. It's expensive enough as it is. It was 20 odd bucks a day as it was, 22 bucks, whatever it was. It was expensive for a day for parking. And when you didn't really feel like you were paying enough to be in there, you probably shouldn't need to be paying anyway. But so I can see that, and I can see, but it's like food, you know, food prices go up, food prices change, staffing costs, etc. So it's a kind of thing, but these kind of stories always kind of get that thing of everyone has a negative reaction because no one likes price rises. And but, you know, this kind of thing of, under no stretch of the imagination, Disney are going to like lower prices on food when they're going up. Now, this is where I want to bring on this other thing. And they've introduced this like date pricing on their part. So if you want to go on a Tuesday in January, is going to cost cheaper per day than if you want to go in on Thanksgiving. So say Thanksgiving's 10 bucks more or 5 bucks more than going on a low season, not that there is one, but so they were doing adjustable prices, and this is something they've introduced in other parks. They do it in Shanghai, they do it in lots of other places. This is kind of the same thing as train tickets, plane lines, you know, it price varies on demand. You know, when there's lots of demand, they put the price up. When there's a lot of demand, they bring the price down. And so, you know, it really depends on when you go, or if you're going to be paying more or less. Now, obviously, it sucks if you're going at high season, and it's awful when you go, and it's great if you're going at low season. It might cost you less. You might be looking at going, oh, it's cheaper for us to go in this month than it is to go at this time, which is exactly what Disney want. That's it. If you're looking at going, well, it's cheaper to go in February than it is in November, they want you to go in February because that's the whole point of the system, is to try and encourage you to go during the quiet times because they can get more people in at the busy time anyway.
Yeah, it goes back to what I was saying at the beginning. There are people who will be there in November no matter what. Just, it doesn't matter. That's they know there are going to be crowds there. They know the rides are going to be ridden, the shows are going to be watched, the merchandise will be bought. And that's ultimately what they want to do. They want to get people there in February too, so you incentivize it. They've been doing it for years, not with the park prices, but with the hotel prices. Mm. If you look on, you know, the Disney approved places, Art of Animation, the various, the sports and the movie and all those ones, the prices are always lower at the slower time of year. If you're signed up for the newsletters, you'll get emails saying, if you buy 5 nights, we'll throw in a 6 night free or whatever discount during those times of year, because they want people in the parks during those slow periods.
I mean, over in Disneyland Paris, if you want to get more bang for your buck, you go in the winter. They will offer you 2 nights free in the hotel with your package. They'll offer you 2 more days free at the park because it's the winter, it's cold, it's wet. They know there's less people going. So it happens all the time. But also, you know, they're going to be increasing it for like the weekends cost more. And also, you know, when we go look at going to parks, you look at the tracker or you look at the dates and work out, you know, the busy calendar days, and you go, okay, well, you know, avoid Animal Kingdom that day, but we'll do it this day. You know, they can adjust that. The weekends can cost more. The kids' holidays are going to cost more. But it's that kind of thing of I can see it from both sides on this. On one hand, it's a lot easier when they just turn around and go, like, every day, this is the cost per day. It's the same all year round. There is no fee. It's the fact of you're going to go, if say you're a family and you can only go during the kids' holidays and you're paying the premium because you're paying premium for flights, premium for hotels, premium then to get in the parks. You know, this is where, you know, this whole thing comes in of being very, you know, you're paying for going in more. I know they were even trying something like this in supermarkets over here. They were doing like trials of putting like price adjustings and people don't like it because you feel like you're being fleeced because you've got no control over it.
Well, yeah. And you start to feel fleeced when you're coming in at a time when the price is at a normal price rather than at the lower price, you know, 'cause I don't know what it looks like. I haven't seen that trial, but I'm just going to assume something like normally a thing of milk is 3 pounds, but during like a lesser season, it might be 2.5 pounds or something like that. I would certainly be annoyed buying it at 3 pounds, knowing I could have bought it at 2.5 pounds at another point.
But just more importantly, it's 10 degrees hotter today, so we put the price of a bottle of water up 10 pence. That kind of, literally it's cold outside, so we've jacked the price of soup up, but dropped the price of ice cream. That kind of thing. And this is essentially what Disney are going to be doing. They can adjust those prices. At the minute, it's all going to be nicely, softly. You start waiting until things like Christmas Day and Thanksgiving, they are just going to keep, they're $5-$10. You're going to be hitting like they do these parties and they charge you more for to go in at special days. They can start turning the parks into suddenly Christmas Day could be $200 a day in 5 years' time, where the rest of the days are less because they'll pay for it. And if they don't, they can say they do put it up at that price. Then they're slowing down. They bring it back down to 175. They can adjust it on the fly.
It's a very slippery slope. There we go. Slippery slope. That's what I was going to say too. Yeah. And it's not just a slippery slope in terms of like how they jack the prices up. It could very well become that Disney just becomes an elitist playground. You can't afford to be there unless you're making a six figure per year. Maybe both you and your spouse are making six figure per year. Maybe you don't have kids. That's one of the for myself. That is one of the main reasons I can afford to go to Disney as often as I do is I don't have a kid to take care of.
Yeah,
I have friends with kids. I obviously I'm sure my sisters are probably going to have kids at some point, but they're expensive. They not just money wise, time wise. There's a reason why Thanksgiving and Christmas are huge Disney days. That's because those are times when kids are off. Well, you can't go in the middle of February because your kid is in school.
No, but then this is the thing. If Disney have been very smart in marketing towards younger adults, you look at Disneyland, of how popular that is for locals and people going there, and then, they are, 20 somethings, 30 somethings, and then you've got the retired people going into, food and wine, and the queue, the crowds at the parks are still just getting bigger. They're still getting busier. No matter what they keep doing with the prices, they keep getting busier. It's not like, there is no low season anymore. What used to be down, I was only listening in the podcasts and stuff, and they're talking about how the low season is now becoming the high season, and the high season is becoming lower because everyone's, people's habits are changing and stuff, and it's just school holidays and all the rest of it. And these whole price rises, it's just flicking things around, and it's going to be getting so much more expensive. For us, if you're looking at, I don't know whether or not this price structure is going to come into effect. If I'm buying like a 14-day pass, this might not become such a thing because they're going, we're going to get you for 14 days. It's fine. But, if you're just buying them, per day or Magic your way, it's going to get a lot more expensive. Obviously annual passes, they block you out depending on what you've got.
Sort of.
Yeah. It really depends on what kind of passes you get of when you can go, and all the rest of it. There's that kind of thing. The part of me that says about the price rises of things like food and the ticket prices going up annually, I can deal with that because I think of inflation and costs go up. But this thing of the tier pricing is but we have it everywhere else. If you go to the cinema, on a Tuesday or a Wednesday, that it's cheaper than on a Friday night. When you go on a cinema. Or you go to a theater, it's more expensive on a Saturday night than a Saturday morning. Everywhere else, time of entertainment does it, but Disney never really gone down here. But Universal, I think, they do this. They've been doing this for a while.
Yeah, and again, though, they're as expensive as movies are getting. There is a difference between that $20 ticket and the $14 ticket versus an $175 ticket and a $200 ticket. So Disney is in a very tough position here. And there is no right answer. Just absolutely no right answer. Because if you stick to Walt's vision and keep the prices low, you know, the ticket prices, you can kind of make it up by maybe marking up the prices in the park a little bit, like just kind of scooching them up a little bit. But if you keep those ticket prices low, yes, you're holding to Walt's vision, and I think that would be the ideal, because that it should be. Disney should be open to anybody. But by lowering the ticket prices, again, you're going to increase the number of people in the parks, which on face value is a good thing. Disney wants more people in the parks. But it overcrowds the parks. It means all the lines go on forever. You know, there's tons of people. If you're like me, you don't like being, you know, surrounded by people 24/7. The crowds kind of start get claustrophobic after a while, and you start to get a deteriorated experience for at least some of the park patrons. On the other hand, if you raise the price, you'll have less people coming in because some people can't afford it or they can't justify the cost. But now it's becoming elitist. It's becoming something that only the rich people can do. So where's the happy medium? Is this tiered structure? No, this tiered structure probably is not the solution to that. But what is? Maybe, I don't know. The smarter people than I have tried and they haven't figured it out. So I don't know.
Is that kind of line of kind of looking at the ticket, this tiered system, and go, it's not great because it should be the same for every single day. But then when you do start thinking and breaking it down and going, everything else doesn't do this. Everything, nobody else does this for their products that are, you know, the prices go up when it's needed and prices go down when they're slack. And Disney are, you know, it's that thing of it's just going to cost you more. But then, you know, I always like the, you know, when the press release comes out and it's like, oh, you know, sometimes it's cheaper. It's like, yeah, I suppose technically there are going to be some people that might be all right. Am I going to look at, you know, when I next go to the parks and go, it's cheaper for me to go in February on February the 2nd by $10 more than going on when, you know, something else is. But yeah, it's that trick of trying to work out what the best time of going a lot more to it than just the ticket prices. It's, you know, the airline of, you know, your kids at school, your work period of, you know, you've time to save money to go. There are so many different aspects of, yeah, if you turn around and go, it's going to cost you, I don't know, say a trip for me, maybe it's going to cost me another £2,000 more in airline tickets, hotels, park tickets to go one time a year to another. That is a big enough sway to move you to a different period. But then that's going to be across the board, hotel, flights, tickets. It's going to be everything that kicks you in.
Well, I'll be curious to see how the prices on those things change, because in my experience, at times when you can get the hotels at cheaper prices, so basically the same times that we would expect the ticket prices to be lower under this new system, airline tickets have also been lower. Generally speaking, I assume that Disney, Southwest, United, Delta, all the major airlines are looking at basically the same data and reaching the same conclusion, which is, we need to lower prices at this time to incentivize people to come on to the planes, to come down to Florida, Orlando, go over to Anaheim and California, et cetera. I don't think that'll change. I think that you will still see a net lower cost at these low periods. I don't think it's going to be something like, well, we're lowering the ticket price, but we're going to raise the hotel price at the same time. No, they still want to incentivize people to come in. The big trick, of course, as you said, will be the kids, because not many people, in fact, I would say most people, are not going to just randomly pull their kids out of school to go to Disney World. They're going to do it during planned holidays.
It's becoming a major, it's not quite illegal over here, but if you take the kids out of school in this country, out of school holidays, you will get fined by the school. There's literally, councils will send you fines and you will get a mark. And you can get, if you tell it 2-3 times in so many years, you can get, I don't even know if it's illegal, but it can be taken to police. It's being taken very seriously here in the UK. So is what's happening over here is the kids' holiday prices are skyrocketing and parents are furious because, you know, the kids' holiday prices are 3 times the cost of the week before. And this is the big issue, and, you know, because of what's happening with the school things. But, you know, that's happening right across the board without Disney. So let alone, the only good thing is generally with Disney, it's sometimes like the holidays don't match up with like Europe and England. So like our summer holidays run like end of July to the beginning of September, whereas yours tend to run like June to August. So when like August would be a lot of British go out there, you know, the Americans have all gone back to school. So that sometimes it can work out fine, but generally, yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what they do, but we'd love to know what you guys think at home of all these different price rises and these new tiered ticket system. Love to know what you guys are thinking. Go check us out over at thiskingdom.com. Subscribe on the YouTube channel and all the different podcast systems. James, where can they find you?
Find me, heroiclegacy.com. And I'd also love to hear from people in the comments of the video or wherever. What are some ideas for what Disney could do to keep to Walt's vision of making Disney World open to everybody without making it a terrible experience for everybody because of the overcrowding? Throw out anything.
Yeah. Love to know your thoughts. Anyway, guys, thank you very much for joining us. We'll see you guys soon. Laters.
Later. Later.